The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
And serving it away, Cameron Preston at 22-17. Miner is blocked. And Gruel gets another one. Sophie Gruel with two big ace blocks late here in game two. And it's 23-17. Four in a row for Wilcox-Hildreth.
Tonight, it's live coverage of the Wilcox-Hildreth Triangular featuring Axtell, Southern Valley, and the host Falcons. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
SEM to the middle again, going to the offhand, tipping it across to Pierce. Axtell is able to get it up front. The attack down and good. Kit Wells with her third kill.
All three teams are off to good starts this September, but all three are from different classes. Will C2 Southern Valley have the upper hand, or will the Class D schools come up big tonight? We'll find out next in the Falcons Triangular, but first in New Tech Seat pregame show. We'll take you live to Wilcox-Hildreth High School with Sports Director Doug Duda.
Right after this word from New Tech Seat.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Wilcox-Hildreth High School for continuing coverage of the Falcon Triangular. This is the middle match. That means the two visiting teams, Southern Valley and Axtell. Purple Power on both sides getting ready to do battle for Southern Valley after beating Wilcox-Hildreth in our first match by a score of 25-15 and 25-22. They are now 11-3. They are a contender, which means just outside the Lincoln Journal Stars top 10. Axtell, they're ranked fourth in D1 with a record of 8-1 so far on the season. Their only loss coming to Imperial Chase County a couple of weeks ago. So, should be a great matchup here, the middle of our three matches, and this is the New Tech Seed pregame show. See Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll come back and get you to the starting lineups and get underway with match two in a moment.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443. Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Time now for a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off for Axtell, their service rotation begins with number 3, 5'10 sophomore Sophie Velaba. Number 7, 5'4 sophomore Ashley Schnell. Number 8, 5'5 sophomore Reagan Miller. Number 2, 5'10 senior Hannah Kring. Number 4, 5'6 senior Sam Trampy. And number 6, 5'4 senior Kit Wells. The libero number 5, 5'7 sophomore Season Melaba. Head coach is Brad Nelson, assisted by Darla Steinbrink and Shayla Nelson, 8-1, fourth in D1. For Southern Valley, first servers number 23, 5'7 freshman Cassie Bowes. Followed by number 9, 5'6 senior Kristen Bowes. Number 4, 5'7 freshman Rebecca Lenneman. Number 3, 5'11 senior Laura McInturf, who had 16 kills last match. She'll be followed by number 2, 5'4 sophomore Savannah Quinn. Number 15, 5'8 senior Shalisa Brooks. And the libero is number 12, 5'5 senior Brooke Hayes. Head coach is Sandy Miller. Southern Valley is 11-3 on the season, and those are the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First serve is next.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Southern Valley will serve it away first into the outside. Axtell makes quick work. Reagan Miller goes up and will drive it home. And Axtell, with the first point of our match, leading it by a score of 1-0. And back to serve it away will be the libero, Season Melima. Across it comes Southern Valley, gets it outside. McInturf, they start her off. And it hits the tape and just falls on the near sideline here in front of the benches. And McInturf, one swing, one kill. And that's kind of what it looked like against Wilcox Hildreth. She is very, very tough up there. And again, Southern Valley playing without Logan Becker. She's been in a boot all season, and she would have been another starter here for this team, who's 11-3 even without her. Haley Kring on the attack. Off the double block, it's dug out by the libero. Hayes just got across, so they'll set it back to Kring. One-on-one with McInturf. She blocks her. Dig by Miller. Set to the outside. Miller with the attack. Was it tipped? Yes, it was. Give the kill to Miller. And it is 2-1 in favor of Axtell. Both points coming on the Miller kill. Three back on serve receive for Southern Valley. Kind of a different look the way that they set up for their serve receive as it's across here by Ashley Snell. Middle attack, one-on-one, and Kring blocks McInturf. And that's going to be a great matchup there, I would assume, throughout the night with these two and the ace block for Hannah Kring. And the serve across, again, wasting no time. Schnell passes off the mark. McInturf can only set it across, but that's trouble. Diving save by Axtell. Get it up, though, and there's Kring. They lost her, and she gets the kill. You can't lose Hannah Kring, but they were caught watching the ball almost hitting the floor and then forgot to get in position, and Kring knocks the air out of that one, and it is 4-1 in favor of Axtell. Schnell going for three in a row. Great dig that time to keep the ball alive by Kit Wells. McInturf tips it over the single block. Quick return that time. Down and good by Sam Trampy. Trampy will knock it down. And we've got a timeout called here by Southern Valley. Nothing special here early on, but Axtell has jumped out to a 5-1 lead. So timeout by the Eagles. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Wilcox Hildreth High School, Thursday night volleyball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Axtell, and Hildreth, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Of course, the games are live. They're up on the podcast almost immediately after the conclusion of tonight's or any night's broadcast. You can listen to them, download them for free. 5-1 Axtell in the first set. Southern Valley out of the timeout. Serve across. They go to McInturf, and she's rejected by Kring. Part Kring, part net, but Hannah Kring, her second ace block, will get credit for that, 6-1. That's four straight for Snell at the service line. And here is a deep middle and almost out of bounds. Tia Norman does play it. It stays in the back row, set across by Kristen Bowes. Set to the outside. Here is the attack by Miller. Down and good. Axtell is looking solid here in the early going, 7-1. And again, the first couple of points, we had nice rallies. There has not been anything overly special here. Kring's put down a couple of big hits. One a block and one a kill. And it's served across the end. Close, and then it'll be set across on a two ball by Quinn. Quinn tries to get the block on the Kring attack, but it's dug out and overpassed by Hayes. And a lift is going to be called on Axtell. Good dig that time by the libero, Brooke Hayes. And it allows Southern Valley the side out. Back into the front row, Shalisa Brooks. And Hayes with the serve. Fires it across to Wells. Set to the outside. Here's Kring again. The angle attack is wide that time and out of bounds. First point on serve here for Southern Valley. Hayes had a good run of the first match. 25-15, 25-22, Southern Valley over Wilcox Hilliard, but she was second in serving in that game. Takes a little something off. This one just about drops to the floor. It's picked up by Miller, but has to be passed across by Season Mellum. A free ball here for the Eagles. They go to McIntyre for the middle, and she's blocked again by Kring. And this is why they are the best team of the Fort Kearney Conference. Wilcox Hildreth couldn't get that block up on McIntyre. And it's 8-3 now. Axtell on the side out. And it'll be Miller to serve it across. This time dumped across the two ball, Savannah Quinn. Trying to keep Axtell honest here. She's able to get it down and get the ball right back over. And Cassie Bowes back into the front row here for Southern Valley. And that means McIntyre goes to the back row to serve. 8-4, Axtell, game one. And the serve floats to Melama. Good set. Crane comes to the front left and drives it into the double block. Bowes is able to keep it alive, and somehow it's returned out of system right now, though. And now Axtell with a bad pass and an opportunity for Southern Valley. Bowes in the middle, rolls it off the block of Kring, dug out by Melama, sent all the way to the other side. A good angle attack down and good by Kit Wells. That was good ball movement there by Axtell to finally solidify the point. And Hannah Kring will go back and serve it away, leading 9-4 all the way to that back wall. Takes three or four steps and brings it right down the near line to McIntyre. The center, Quinn, runs it down, sets it all the way to the front left, rolled over by Bowes. Kring with a dig, set middle. The attack is a half that time by Sophie Melama. And Southern Valley in the back row. The libero, Hayes, sends it to the locker room out of bounds. And when you're that libero, you don't get a chance to take a swing very often. And sometimes that happens, not just here, but we've seen that happen to a number of liberos. They send it deep. As Kring throws a knuckleball down the middle to Hayes. Set, and it'll be driven across with the middle attack by Shalisa Brooks. A couple of plays at the net. Back over to Axtell. Here's Wells, blocked up front by Bowes. Comes right back over on a one-timer. Dumped across there by the center. Quinn ready for it as Wells. Good point here. Front row, Southern Valley. They go middle, Bowes, blocked up front. Melama, ace block. Sophie. Well, this is a change in what Southern Valley saw in the first match. They weren't getting blocked. They were doing the blocking, and now vice versa. Axtell is doing the blocking, and Hannah Kring to serve, now up 11-4. And a surprisingly quick start here for Axtell. Then miscommunication in the back row. The ball falls to the floor. We may see a second timeout here, and we will by Southern Valley. So in some trouble here in game number one, Axtell now has jumped out to an 8-point lead early. Axtell 12, Southern Valley 4. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Well, Southern Valley's still over here on the bench. This is not a stand in a circle and get a quick word or two. This is adjustment. This is making some changes here because Axtell has their number early on, and they're going to have to switch some things up, especially with McIntyre stuck in the back row for Southern Valley. Anna Crane serving, looking for four in a row. It's a 12-4 lead. Gets it to Hayes in the back middle. Again, Quinn has to run it down. Into the ballgame for Southern Valley is Caitlin Lenneman, and she's going to get the kill. Lenneman didn't get in last match, and here they bring her in, and she gets the kill and gets the side out here for Southern Valley. Both teams fairly young, but the seniors they have with a lot of experience. As Quinn, jump serve. Didn't get a lot of spin on it. Stays in the middle, has to be redirected, though, by Trampy, and Trampy's able to get it down on a two ball. Her second kill from the center position, and it's right back over to Axtell, 13-5, and now Trampy will rotate back and serve it away. Trampy cuts it into the far corner, picked up by Bowes. Back set right side, tapped across there by Shalisa Brooks. Handled there by Miller to the outside. Wells brings it up at us, and it is deep. Out of bounds, they're looking for a tip, and no tip called. So side out Southern Valley, but they've got some work to do. The Eagles are down 13-6 here in the opening set. They won the early match. Straight sets over Wilcox Hildreth. Serve is across, outside. Melima takes the swing this time, and Sophie will get her first kill. Fifth different Wildcat with the kill here in the first set. For Southern Valley, if last game is any indication, you have got McInturf dominating, getting about 80% of their kills. So she's in the back row. This serve is out of bounds. Just in front of the lineswoman. McInturf was trying to get out of the way, so she was getting out of the way of McInturf and had to take a double glance, but pretty sure she got the call right as it was on our end of the court here. We're setting up the stage at Wilcox Hildreth. So we're behind Southern Valley's serve right here from Tia Norman. All the way back to Wells. Back set, Melima cuts it across the double block. Good dig there by Quinn. Southern Valley gets it up front. McInturf has to redirect it across. Joust it to net, and McInturf with the ace block on the swing by Schnell. Laura with her first ace block of this match. And a point on serve for the Eagles, just their second here in this set. Cuts it back corner, tied up. Miller, a serve. A serve for Tia Norman. And Southern Valley had a couple of big runs against Wilcox Hildreth. Will they be able to find one here and get back in this set? Norman, that one well in play. Picked up by Kring, back middle, set to the outside. Here comes Miller. She'll keep it just inside the antenna, and it's good. Reagan Miller, that's her fourth kill already, actually leading the team right now. And a side out for Axtell. Get a reminder, Thursday night football tonight. And plenty of baseball. The football's on ESPN, 1460, 1550. The Royals baseball on the breeze, 94.5. And here's an ace serve for Melima. More on a bad pass than it was a really moving serve. But it will be an ace serve for season. That's the first ace of the match for Axtell. And back into the match for Southern Valley will be Cassie Bowes. Kansas City and the White Sox don't get underway till 7:10 tonight. Here, McInturf. The pass was low. Great job by the center. Quinn actually went down to the knees and still got a good setup on the front left, and McInturf drilled it over and around the double block. That is just her sixth kill, but she's back in the front row. They get her going. Look out. And to serve it, Kristen Bowes. Bowes right down the middle and strong. That one is at Sophie Melima. Stays in the back row. Free ball comes across here. Hayes. Slide, McInturf, down and good. Back-to-back for Southern Valley. 16-11. Still a long ways to go here, but you can just kind of already, after those two plays, feel that the matchup in this rotation sets well for the Southern Valley Eagles. Served by Kristen Bowes across again. Here's Kring in the middle. She'll take an attack. Hayes on the overpass right back to Axtell. They'll set. This time it's going to go to Miller. Off the single block, it rolls off of Quinn. Dug out of the back row by Bowes and set across by Hayes. Here's a free ball opportunity. Kring one-on-one in the middle, and that's off the block and good for Hannah Kring. Her second kill. Axtell ball, 17-11. Schnell to serve it away here for the Cats, the lefty. Across to Hayes, close to the net, dumped across by the center Quinn. Picking it up as well, set to Kring in the middle, down and good. Hannah Kring with her third. And Southern Valley hasn't found a way to really get a double block up there with McInturf. They let her go one-on-one. And Kring getting the better of the deal right now. Schnell had a good run the last time she was back there serving again. McInturf throws it over the double block. What a job here by Axtell, but they can't get it back. It hit the tape and fell backwards. And I felt bad for Schnell. I think she will have it flat on her back over there trying to reach backward to keep it alive. Southern Valley point. Hayes to serve. Brooke takes it back middle at Melima. Run down there and set into the net. 18-13. Axtell by five. They were up 12-4 and it hasn't been closer than five since then. And how about now it is with an ace serve. Brooke Hayes with the ace and Coach Brad Nelson with two timeouts. Doesn't want that run to go any longer. That's three in a row for Southern Valley. We're in the opening set of our second match. It's Axtell 18, Southern Valley 14 here on Classic Hits.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Around here, our land is our life. Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. We understand that. We're a community ag bank. We know agriculture. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Again, a unique situation tonight. Very rarely do you see a triangular like we have here. It's not all the same school, or all the same conference, not all the same class. And Southern Valley looking to play some competition. Axtell getting a chance to see them. And a good match underway here. First set 18-14. Southern Valley trails, trying to come back, looking for four in a row. Serve across Hayes, return right back. Slide up top, McInturf blocked by Kring. Dig is made. They'll go to the outside. Kring makes another block on the swing of Brooks, and it's going to be set across by Bowes. So a free ball here. Kring, middle attack, down across to Hayes. Overpass back across the net it comes. Now they'll slide Kring. She's blocked. Ace block, McInturf. Second one for Laura. And a point number four in a row for Southern Valley. 18-15, and here come the Eagles. Still got a ways to go as across it comes to Wells. Set it outside. Kring decides to just roll it across. Comes into the near corner to Bowes, and it's going to be punched over by McInturf. Dug by Wells. This set is to the outside to Miller. Blocked by McInturf. Good low dig. Picked up that time by Kring. And another swing, but out of bounds for Miller. Five in a row for Southern Valley. 18-16. Hayes staying at that service line. Serve is across, stays back middle. And has to be passed across. Free ball, Southern Valley. Quinn sets. McInturf, the set was a little wide. Had to adjust and just set it across. Break here. Schnell sets. Kring on the angle. It's right at Hayes. She passes it back over on the one-timer. And again, the set is off. Joust at the net. Blocked by McInturf. One arm up. They'll get it back to Kring. Big swing down on the line. Found the angle. And a good job of keeping the focus there by Schnell and her teammates. Dig it out of that net. And Kring will get her fourth kill. Remember, Southern Valley has already used both of their timeouts. And that snaps a 5-0 Southern Valley run. 19-16, Axtell on top. Serve across. Quick to McInturf. She was able to get by the block attempt of Kring that time and pick up the kill. Fourth kill for McInturf. Side out for Southern Valley. Excuse me, they changed that. It's going to be a point for Axtell, 20-16, and Miller picks up the point. And a point on the other side now as we serve it up again for Shalisa Brooks. So we'll make the adjustment to the score, and it is 20-17, Axtell. Southern Valley does get the ball just a point later than we thought they did. And the serve across by McInturf. Southern Valley's got to do something with her in the back row. This is where they get crushed earlier in the set. Attack by Wells is overpassed right back to Kitt. Now Kring in the middle. She'll terminate. Hannah with her fifth kill. Had a good run through the front row that time. And now she'll go back and serve it away, leading it 21-17. For Southern Valley this year, they're fortunate enough that they get to stay out of the Hastings-St. Cecilia district, which is where they found themselves last year, as Bowes takes the swing and in the net violation called here on Axtell. 21-18, Southern Valley, and back to serve it away, Savannah Quinn. Gives it across, overpass, free ball, quick swing, Bowes couldn't put it away, and now Wells will return it, and on the half swing, lobbed it over the single block and got the kill. Nice job by Miller. 22-18. And Sam Trampy, the center, to serve it away. She'll come near side to McInturf. Bump set to the outside. The swing taken across by Kristen Bowes. Handled by Kring. Set to the outside. Wells cuts it into the middle. McInturf, the dig. It goes off the floor. They're going to have trouble getting it back, and they don't get it back. Point, Axtell. 23-18. And after a nice rally to get back in this game, Southern Valley looks like they're going to come up short, as Axtell is 2 points away from the opening set, and then they miss that serve well wide. Side out Southern Valley, and they need a run here. And the big hitters on both teams are in the back row, McInturf and Kring. It's Shalisa Brooks to serve it up. And the senior fires it safely in the middle of the floor to Kring. Backs at Melama. Big swing down and good. Sophie with her second. And it is game point. Axtell 24-19. Wildcats. Kit Wells to serve it away to go up one game to none here against Southern Valley. And the serve is across. Trouble on the pickup by Hayes. Stays back row. Has to be set across. And it is by McInturf. Run down by Wells. Slide on the outside. Melama good. Took it off the block for the kill. Back-to-back kills for Sophie Melama to end game number one. 25-19. Axtell takes it over Southern Valley. We'll be back and look at the numbers in a minute here on Classic Hits.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9, the worldwide at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here's the unofficial numbers from the opening set. Southern Valley, Savannah Quinn, one kill. Laura McInturf, two ace blocks and four kills. Caitlin Lenneman had a kill. Kristen Bowes, a service point. Tiara Norman, two service points. One was an ace. Brooke Case, five service points. One was an ace. Shalisa Brooks had a kill. Seven kills, two ace blocks, and two ace serves for Southern Valley. For Axtell, Hannah Crang, three service points, three ace blocks, five kills. Sophie Melama, an ace block, three kills. Sam Trampy, a service point, two kills. Season Melama, an ace serve. Kit Wells, a service point and a kill. Ashley Schnell, six service points. And Reagan Miller, a service point and five kills. 16 kills, four ace blocks, one ace serve. Axtell takes the opener from Southern Valley, 25-19. Earlier tonight, Southern Valley was able to take care of Wilcox Hildreth 25-15, 25-22. The Falcons will play Axtell in our final match sometime around 7:30. We'll take a break. Be back with game two here on Classic Hits in a moment.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring, being involved in the community, and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Wilcox Hildreth. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. It's volleyball tonight, tomorrow night football, here on Classic Hits Gibbon and Wood River. We'll have all the action for you pregame at 6:30. Axtell serves it away first here, and it's going to be Season Melama, and it doesn't take long for McInturf to step up and fire down a kill here to open up game number two, and that'll be the fifth kill for Laura, who again had 17 of them in the two victory against Wilcox Hildreth. And the serve across here for the Eagles, and Kristen Bowes set to the outside. Crane from the 10-foot line. Got that one well into the back row. Picked up by Hayes. They get it back up front. Middle attack this time by McInturf is wide and out of bounds. So the team split the first 2 points of game number two, and Ashley Schnell, one of the setters, will serve it across here. Dumped across here by Quinn. The two ball by Savannah. Got it down in a hurry. And it is her second kill. Southern Valley up 2-1. Axtell got up quickly in game one, 7-1, and never looked back. It got as close as 2 points at 18-16. Strong serve across into the net. Dug out of the net by Schnell and passed across by Melama. Free ball here. They go to McInturf. She'll go through the single block. It's passed out of bounds. Give the kill to McInturf, number six. Also tomorrow night, Kearney High takes on Lincoln Southeast. That will be on ESPN 1460, the start of the Tri-City Storm hockey season in Lincoln, 7:05 on the Breeze, 94.5. Donovan Trumbull, Hastings St. Cecilia tomorrow night is on 1230 AM KHAS, also riverpreps.com. Rally underway. McInturf tips it across, set to the outside. Miller, and in the net, going to be called on Southern Valley. 3-2, Axtell, after winning the first set, 25-19. And Miller with the serve. Reagan cuts it short to McInturf, set to the outside this time. It'll be blocked up on the swing by Brooks from Crink, dumped across by Quinn. Trouble for Axtell. They can't return it. More offense from the center, Savannah Kring. Three. Or did we get it in the net? They have put the score at 4-2. Should be 3-3 as McInturf goes back to serve it away. And into the net it goes. The score is incorrect on the scoreboard. 4-3 the wrong way. Unless Southern Valley actually is the home team for some reason. They're wearing the dark unis, and across it comes. Axtell to the outside. The attack going to be taken across. Was it tipped? No, it was not on the Wells attack. And they say 5-3 in favor of Southern Valley. So my score is off, and the serve comes across from Savannah Quinn. Here is the outside. Melowa. Melowa will terminate for Axtell. Season, or no, Sophie with her fourth kill. And back to serve it, Sam Trampy for the Wildcats. Trampy takes it down the right side here. Handled by Bose. They'll get it to the outside, Brooks. Brooks into the net. Attack error. Four hits called. 5-5. Game two. Trampy takes a little extra time. Floats that one across. Handled there by Hayes, set to the middle. The attack one-on-one, blocked up front by Melama on the swing by Bose. Dug out, back row attack is going to be taken over by McInturf. Dug by Kring, the pass is a little wide, and Wells was behind the antenna on the return. Set took her off the court. Point, Southern Valley. Eagles 6 and Wildcats 5. Game 2, Axtell won the opener, 25-19. Serve comes back middle to Hannah Kring, set to the outside. Melama goes near side attack, dug out McInturf, but it went off the roof, off the ceiling, and down hard, and give the kill to Sophie. So she has 5, Kring has 5, and Miller has 5. And it's 6-6 with number 6, Kitwells, on the serve. Here comes the attack for Southern Valley and Rebecca Lenneman. What a run down by Wells. They'll be able to pass it back over with Kring. Free ball, Southern Valley. Axtell a little bit out of system, and they'll finish it this time. Down and good by Rebecca Lenneman. That's her first kill for the freshman. Good hustle by Axtell to return it, but when you have to run that much, you hardly can get back in system before it's right back at you again. And Cassie Bose to serve it away. They open up too late, and they find an ace as it rattles off a Trampy. Ace serve for Southern Valley, the first ace of this game. And the Eagles now up 2-8-6. Cassie takes a little extra time, floats this one across. Handled easily by Melama. Season gets it up front. The attack by Miller. Off the block, overpass. Miller takes a swing and got it down. Miller may have jumped a little too soon. She didn't get a lot of power on it, but she was able to place it in the right spot. And it's 8-7. Axtell down one, trying to tie it up here. Served by Season Melama. Right down the middle, Bose, close to the net, and has to be passed across by Lenneman. Here is Kring in the middle into the block of McInturf, and it's returned out of bounds by Kring after it was blocked right back at her. So ace block again for Laura McInturf. That's her third, Southern Valley. 2-point lead here. And Kristen Bose serves it across. The only person over here is Season Melama. She'll handle it. Set middle. Tapping it into the block is Miller. And it's able to fall on the Southern Valley side for Reagan's seventh kill. And now Ashley Snell will go back and serve it away for Axtell. Coming in at 8-1. They're only lost to Chase County. Southern Valley 11-3. They've lost to Wood River, Centura, and Burwell. As the play at the net, McInturf blocked blocked hard there by Crane, but another great dig by Quinn. Still alive, set to Crane now. She'll go through the double block to Hayes. It goes off the roof again and down. Anna Crane with her sixth kill. Got some pretty powerful swings here from these young ladies. And Schnell to serve. She had 6 points in game one. Gets her first one here. Passes over the mark and has to just be bumped across by Lenneman. Chance here for Axtell, but blocked by McInturf. Dig made. Crane down and good. Boy, they got that thing turned around in a hurry on the Wildcats side. That was a good block by McInturf. But that's three in a row, and Axtell now leads it by a score of 10-9. Snell looking for more. Goes into the far corner that time to Bowes. Back to McInturf, and Crane's there again. The brick wall is not penetrated. She gets another ace block, and each Kring and McInturf trading blows here. 4 ace blocks, Kring, 3 for McInturf. Kills, 7 for Kring, 6 for McInturf. And Snell stays at that service line. Set to the outside, Lenneman takes it near side and finds the opening. Second kill for Rebecca, and that snaps the 4-point run for Axtell. Southern Valley cuts it to 1, 11-10. Here in game two, Axtell won the opener, 25-19. And it's going to be Brooke Hayes to serve it away. She got 5 points for him in game one. Right side, Miller blocked, ace block right there, Shalisa Brooks. Miller just kind of tried to direct that one across, and Brooks ate it up, 11-11. Hayes serve down the middle to Melema. Here's Snell with the set. Middle attack, Trampy. She's blocked. Trampy sets it right back across. Set to the outside for Brooks. She's through the block for the kill. Shalisa, her second kill. 3 in a row for Southern Valley. They regain the lead, 12-11. Time out, Axtell. So at the service line is Brooks Hayes with a 12-11 lead for Southern Valley of the second set. Axtell won the opener 25-19. You're listening to the Wilcox-Hildreth Triangular here on Classic Hits. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
Always great to see a good crowd here. Of course, without any air conditioning in the Wilcox-Hildreth Gymnasium, it's a little bit warmer, but a good crowd on hand, seeing some competitive volleyball so far tonight. But timeout there on the court. Southern Valley with a 12-11 lead. Axtell took the timeout, and we're back to action here. And Hannah Kring is going to get the first set out of that. And from the front left, Kring is going to terminate. And it's tied at 12. So saw that when Southern Valley got in some trouble against Wilcox-Hildreth, they would get it to McInturf, and that would be right out of the timeout here. Comes out of the timeout to Kring. And back to serve it away, Reagan Miller. Right down the middle it goes. Back set across. Quinn's there again. Savannah Quinn didn't do that as much or have to do that as much against Wilcox-Hildreth, but she has found 4 kills here in this match. And McInturf is going to come out for a breather, it looks like. That's what she does, and Norman comes in to serve it away. 13-12, Eagles of Southern Valley. And Norman serve. Fires it down the middle. Axtell, trouble, it stays in the back row. Tracked it down by Snell. They get it to Wells from off the net. Can't get it over. Attack air, point Southern Valley. They've scored 5 of the last 6. They lead it 14-12. And Norman again, right from the middle of the service area. Deep serve, they let it go, and it comes all the way up here on to the stage, and it hits off the back wall and returns very nicely right back to Hannah Kring, who's ready to serve it away. Axtell down 1, 14-13. Serves it deep to Haynes in the middle. Good pass up front. The middle attack blocked by Melema on the swing of Brooks. And Sophie Melema has stepped up and played solid defense here in this match against the Eagles. 14-14. Now Kring to serve for the Axtell lead. They won the first set, 25-19. Serve is across. Handled by Hayes again. Boy, long run that time for Quinn, and it has to be punched across by Bowes. Here's set outside. Wells right at the net. She'll hammer it home. Kit Wells, just her second kill. They haven't had a lot of opportunity to get her to the ball, and now three in a row. Axtell takes the lead in Southern Valley. We'll call timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to see what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. It is 15-14 Axtell, second set. They won the opener 25-19. More volleyball in a moment.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Well, our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, Doug Duda back with you here at Wilcox Hildreth. Again, thanks to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school volleyball tonight. Axtell, Southern Valley, Wilcox Hildreth all competing. Wilcox Hildreth will play Axtell in our final match. Also want to say thanks to Athletic Director Vic Young and the crew here. As Hannah Kring at the service line to the back row, Norman got a hand on it, but it stays in the back, passed across right on the left line, handled by Wells. Back set, Melama, she goes at the angle, but it hit the net and kicked out of bounds. At a point here for Southern Valley, so the Eagles out of the timeout pick up the point, and it is tied at 15. And it'll be Savannah Quinn to serve it away. Here's the back set to Wells, waits for it to come down and finds the back middle. Kind of half swung at that one and found the floor, her third kill. Back over to Axtell. Whenever the match is over, it's the New West Sports postgame show. So stay with us as Sam Trampy serves it across. Into the middle, they'll bring it to Bowes. Cassie drives it and hung up there. Wells on the return. Southern Valley trying to get a swing here. It's going to be Brooks, tips it over the block. Good dig that time by Trampy. Run down and passed across. Will they get a swing? No, just going to punch it across from Cassie Bowes. Here's a swing. Kit Wells, that's down through the double block. And Wells, three in a row through this rotation. And it's 17-15 Axtell. Both teams with a timeout remaining. Trampy serving. Sam serve. Most of them are at the libero. Hayes, or at least she goes and gets them. Set in the middle of Bowes. Cassie takes it across. Good dig out of there by Miller and tapped across by Wells. Stays at the 10-foot line, and they will not get a swing. It's set across right at Melama. Set to the outside, a little wide. Wells didn't get much on it, could only return it. Here comes Brooks for Southern Valley, and she'll take it off the block and score. Shalisa, her third kill. And Southern Valley just needs somebody to step up. They really don't have much helping out here of McInturf, who only has two kills here in this game. 17-16, very short serve. Brooks, how about an ace? 17-all. Just what the doctor ordered. Brooks with two nice plays. And we're all knotted up in game two. Southern Valley needs to win this to force a third set. And the serve by Brooks. Short knuckleball that had to be run down by Wells, then they set it to the outside, Melama, and Melama drives it off the block and will terminate that one. Sophie, her sixth kill, three in each set. Back and forth we go. The Lady Cats build a small lead. Southern Valley catches them, and then we do it again. Kit Wells right down the middle. It's overpassed right at Melama, set to the outside. The attack by Miller down and good. Number eight leading the team, Reagan Miller. That's what's been going on here for about the last 10 points. Two for Axtell, two for Southern Valley. Trying to change it is Kit Wells and get more than that. Serve across, and it's mishit on the outside. Lenneman tried to cut it down the line and just missed the ball. And a timeout will be taken here by Southern Valley as they are down here as we head into the home stretch. 25-19 Axtell in game number one, and now three in a row to take a 20-17 lead in game two. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 out of the Southern Valley timeout. Kitwell serves it across the attack. It came right at us, if you could tell that, but it was deep and out of bounds. It's 21-17, and Kit Wells will serve it across again. And problems here. A free ball back over to Axtell. They'll slide it to Melama. Melama will just tip that one across. And a free ball attack in the middle by Cassie Bowes. And we have got a violation. Point, Southern Valley, 21-18. And Doug Duda, seeing if we go to the third set or if it's going to be a sweep for Axtell as Cassie Bowes serves it across. Back set, Melama right side. She's blocked up front that time. Good dig by Snell. Set back across. McInturf, it didn't get there. Good initial block by Caitlin Lenneman. But then a return error and a big point here for Axtell to maintain that 22-18 lead. And back to serve it away. Season Melama. Southern Valley needs it back right now. They get it to McInturf, and she'll drill it through the double block, but follow into the net. Point Axtell. That's a tough one. She had that one. It looked like it was going to be good enough. But the net violation, and Melama to serve. Season right from the middle. Nothing fancy. Right down the middle it goes to Bowes. Overpass at the net. Tipped across by Quinn. Axtell sets outside. Here's Miller around the block, and out of bounds. Point. Eagles. 23. Well, now there's some discussion. Are we going to get this overturned? The down official is coming to talk to the up official. And they are going to call the ball good and give it to Axtell. And that'll make it 24-18, and that'll take us to a match point. And the serve across. Southern Valley trying to play on. Set to the outside. McInturf partially blocked across to Miller. Here's the set. Reagan again. She'll take it over the block. That one's in, and that's the match. Back-to-back kills for Reagan Miller. That gives her 10 total, and Axtell comes away with a sweep of a very good Southern Valley volleyball team, 25-19 and 25-18. And don't think that just because what has happened here means Axtell is going to crush Wilcox Hildreth. They've already played this year, and Axtell and Wilcox Hildreth had a battle. It went three sets. Brad Nelson's telling us, they gave us all we wanted that night. So that's the third match, and it'll be coming up here at about 7:10, 7:15. In the meantime, we get ready for the New West postgame show as Southern Valley goes 1-1 here tonight. That brings their record to 11-4. And with the win, Axtell is now 9-1. Postgame activities, final stats coming up.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to its schedule and appointment today. In game number two, here are the unofficial numbers that we had. And we will start with Southern Valley. Savannah Quinn from her setter position actually got three kills in that game. Laura McInturf had an ace block and two kills. Rebecca Lenneman had two kills. Tia Norman had a service point. Brooke Hayes, two service points. Shalisa Brooks, an ace serve, an ace block, two kills. And Cassie Bowes had an ace serve. But in that second set, Southern Valley just couldn't get any runs put together. And they fall 25-18, seven or nine kills, two ace blocks, and two ace serves. For Axtell, Hannah Kring had two service points, an ace block, two kills. Sophie Melba had an ace block and three kills. Sam Trampy had a service point. Season Melba had two service points. Kit Wells, two service points, three kills. Ashley Snell had three service points, and Reagan Miller, a service point and five kills, including the last two. 13 kills, two ace blocks, no ace serves. Axtell takes game two, 25-18. We'll be back with the cumulative stats after this on the New West postgame show.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
And welcome back for more of the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Here are the cumulative numbers from the two-set victory by Axtell over Southern Valley. I had Southern Valley Savannah Quinn, the setter, with four kills. Laura McInturf, three ace blocks, but was held to six kills in this match after getting 17 against Wilcox Hildreth. Rebecca Lenneman had two kills. Caitlin Lenneman had one kill. Kristen Bowes, a service point. Tia Norman, three service points. One was an ace. Brooke Hayes, seven service points to lead the team. One was an ace. Shalita Brooke had an ace serve, an ace block, and three kills. And Cassie Bowes had an ace serve. 16 kills, four ace blocks, four ace serves for Southern Valley. Now 11-4 after splitting their two matches tonight. They will be back in action on Tuesday when they travel to Elmina, Kansas to play Northern Valley and Natoma in a triangular. And they return home on the 7th and the 9th for duels with Cambridge and Silver Lake. For Axtell, Hannah Kring, five service points, four ace blocks, seven kills. Sophie Melama, two ace blocks, six kills. Sam Trampy, two service points, two kills. Season Melama, three service points, one was an ace. Kit Wells, three service points, four kills. Ashley Snell, nine service points to lead the team. And Reagan Miller, I had for two service points and a match-high 10 kills. Axtell had 29 kills, six ace blocks, one ace serve as they win it 25-19, 25-18. And they improved to 9-1 in the season. They get Wilcox Hildreth for the second time this season coming up here in about 20 minutes. They played a three-setter, 2-1 earlier in the month. And then when this triangular is over for Axtell, they will be headed to Harvard for a pair of games on Tuesday with Harvard and Meridian. Meridian a little bit better there. And then they head to the Harvard Quad a little bit later on as well. They are not back home, folks, until the end of the season. Axtell, unless they get, and they should get that opening round matchup for the conference tournament, they are not home until their invitational on the 25th of November. So get that bus or van gassed up, because that's what Axtell has coming. They are on the road. So Axtell wins it in straight sets, and they will take on Wilcox Hildreth when our action continues. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. Schedule your appointment today. Southern Valley won the first match over Wilcox Hildreth 25-15, 25-22. Axtell is able to pull away from Southern Valley 25-19, 25-18. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. Stay with us. Our final match gets underway in less than 20 minutes here on Classic Hits.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.